The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hi everyone, Linda Reed and everyone, welcome to the Business Podcast. This is a podcast episode that I agreed to do when we were running Business Networking Hour. If you've not already joined us for Networking Hour, you should. It's free. Head to enovagroup.com.au, look at the webinars and workshops tab, and you'll be able to find a Networking Hour where you can come and network with business owners just like yourself. We were having a discussion inside Networking Hour about large numbers, and I don't have a large following, or I don't have this, or I don't feel like I should do this because I don't have a big enough following. But what we were hearing and what I love to see when I'm working with this marketing is these people had engagement. They had an engaged following. So if they shared something with their audience, they either liked it, they engaged with it, or they bought it, even better still. So today's podcast topic is all about engagement over noise when it comes to social media. Now, social media has given us a great platform. And for the last 20 plus years, we've had the opportunity to market our businesses through social media. We are now no longer going to the print campaigns or the TV campaign as the first thing when we start our business journey as business owners. But as we start that journey, we can quite often fall into this trap of attracting noise or going to be viral. So we're looking for the big following, the big numbers, the rapid growth, the rapid things inside here. And what that does for us is that is just creating a series of noise if those people that we're attracting are not the right people. If you think back to when TikTok started, it was all dancing videos and following the trends and doing all of that sort of stuff. And while that's great, if your people aren't people who love dancing videos and those sorts of things, then you're attracting an audience full of noise, not an audience that's going to engage with you on TikTok. And eventually you'll see the algorithm drop out or the things won't happen inside that space because we've attracted the wrong people. So when we're going to look at marketing our business on social media, we are looking for engagement. So creating good content that's going to engage. It's why we've done things like the Inspire, Engage, Connect deck on social media to help you get through those processes. When we're wanting to engage with our audience, we're looking at creating content that is useful for them, content that will give them a win, content that they will share with their people, and then content that will lead them through to purchase. They're the types of content that we want to be able to create within our social media. Now, if we give someone a win, their chances of purchasing or taking the next step or the next action in our journey is increased. And we know that ourselves. If we watch a video and get a win, then we might go and check out that product or that service. If we feel like that tip was amazing, we go follow that person. So all about creating those levels of engagement along the way. So when you're starting to plan your business and your journey on social media, or you're looking at a new platform, don't stress about the trends. We don't want to stress about virality. We want to stress about having an engaged audience that will work with you. The numbers come eventually over time, but those numbers, again, will quite often ebb in and out to whether they're watching your content or not. We want to just look at whether we've got good engagement and we're getting people to take action. And then from our social media, one of those forms of engagement that we want to get over noise is bringing people through to our email list. So providing good wins and then having good lead magnets that match in and follow that up, that allow us to get engagement from social media by getting someone to come over to our email list. Because we do own two things on the internet, and our social media audience might be here today, and it might be here tomorrow, and it might be here for the next 10 years, but it could also be gone because we're building our details on someone else's real estate. One final tip on engagement over noise: stop looking at the competitors. You do not know how much work they've put into it. You do not know if their 1,000 views on the video is actually getting them sales and engagement. You don't know if they've even paid for that promotion along the way. So in your social media marketing strategies, prioritize engagement over noise. Take those steps out there. And if you've got any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Book a discovery call with me if you want to jump in and have a look at your strategies, or even jump in and have a look at the marketing circle. Well, we talk all this stuff. We talk marketing on a regular basis with a great community of business owners just like you. So in wrapping up today, look at your social media. Are you getting sales when you post on social media? Are you getting engagement? Has it increased your reach? And if you've maybe changed things up lately to go and chase something else because you thought it was trendy, maybe go back and look at what worked and re-engage that strategy. And if it works for you, keep doing it, because the marketing that we know works for our audience, that's the one we want to keep doing. We don't have to keep jumping on every trend, because if we continue to get leads, we continue to get sales, and we're connecting with our people in the way that they want us to connect, then we're in the right spot. Until next time, thank you for joining me on the Business Owners Podcast. Please share, follow, and make sure you are connecting with us. And one final tip, join us in the next networking hour, enovagroup.com.au, and you'll find the events tab in there or the webinars and workshops tab where you can come and join us.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.